Speaking Today, President Monson Teaches Young Adults. President Thomas S. Monson encouraged young adults to be a light to the world, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, during a Brigham Young University Provo devotional on November 1, 2011. "What is light?" he asked. "I prefer the simple something that illuminates. Providing an example of righteousness can help to illuminate an increasingly dark world. It is up to each of us to develop the faith necessary to survive spiritually and to project our light for others to see. Jesus Christ is the true light, which lighteth every man who cometh into the world." John chapter 1, verse 9. "A light which shineth in darkness." John chapter 1, verse 5. Encouraging members to gain a testimony of the Book of Mormon, President Monson said, "As you keep the flame of testimony burning brightly, you will become a beacon of righteousness, even a light for all to see." "Our opportunities to shine are limitless," President Monson testified. "They surround us each day in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. As we follow the example of the Savior, ours will be the opportunity to be a light, as it were, in the lives of those around us." Search Monson Light on news.lds.org for more. President Packer tells young adults to study mercy. President Boyd K. Packer, president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, advised young adults to learn more about repentance and the Savior's mercy during a church educational system broadcast on November 6, 2011. Search Packer Mercy on news.lds.org for more. Elder Nelson visits Africa, dedicates Malawi. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles visited South Africa, Madagascar, Malawi, and Kenya, telling members to look toward the temple. Search Nelson Africa on news.lds.org for more. Elder Christofferson meets members, officials in Argentina. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles visited members and missionaries in Argentina in November and emphasized the need for real growth. Search Christofferson, Argentina, on news.lds.org for more. Read more of these stories and many others at news.lds.org. End of News of the Church.